I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. While volatile timber markets continue, lumber mill operations continue to support paying good jobs in the rural Southeast. Carolyn Dowsett's a fourth-generation owner of the Rex Lumber Company. She spoke to a House Ag Committee looking at how the U.S. wood products industry fared in the wake of the pandemic. Dowsett told members that more federal investment in direct sales and research would help support their efforts.
While residential construction has been and will continue to be a major portion of our customer base, the industry is looking for ways to diversify our markets to lessen the impact on sawmill infrastructure when the next recession hits. Specifically, we are working to increase the use of mass timber for non-residential and larger multifamily housing construction projects. Utilizing more wood through mass timber also locks up carbon in the built environment. This expands markets for landowners that produce trees for the benefit of society and the environment, but most importantly, creates and sustains good-paying jobs in our rural communities.
Dowsett's company owns timberland in Florida, Georgia, and Alabama. She told the Subcommittee on Conservation and Forestry that there is a real need for additional research into new wood products and more large government projects, such as those managed by the General Services Administration and the Department of Defense. Additionally, she says her company has been looking into biochar production, but so far has not found the markets to support their investment. This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network.